Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going back to Pastor Lindsey Williams, we're now into the third hour today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to pop in towards the end of the show on several key reports he's put out dealing with this lurching towards the looming World War scenario. And to be living this and to see this unfolding and to see our government totally hijacked by these interests makes my head spin. And folks know that I'm not somebody that gets up here and gets into Islamophobia and hyperventilates all day about the Muslims. I know Al-Qaeda was founded by the CIA. I know it's a group used to destabilize and overthrow more moderate countries. And I know that in Iraq, you know, they threw out the secular leader and put things even worse in. And that's on record. And that's the type of enslavement they want for the Middle East, actually. And you tell the average good old boy this, that, you know, either thinks Al-Qaeda bad, Al-Qaeda good, or America good, America bad. It's no. These are duplicitous, multi-spectrum globalists who fund all the sides and then have a synthesis that leads them to their goal. And that made Bilderberg Group a few months ago really upset at their steering committee meeting that Tucker had an insider at. And the media tried to deny the meeting happened, and later it came out that indeed Kissinger had been there, and it was a secret trilateral commission meeting. They even had Yale come out against us and some other big newspapers, and it turned out Tucker was. And later they had to, you know, change their article and say, well, okay, there was a meeting. First they tried to claim, you know, that Tucker was nuts and there was no meeting, and then it turned out that meeting did happen. I mean, Tucker doesn't make stuff up. I mean, he's 100% on target. But looking at this, they really are trying to create order out of chaos. But first they have to create the chaos to get that order. And they really are trying to talking to your sources, Lindsey, how big, reportedly from the Bilderberg Group and also public statements, they want this to lead even into Russia and China down the road. And that's what Fromm told you in the other source years ago was, after the Middle East, look at China and Russia. China is the big one.
It's a big one, and even right now, with the major crisis in the Middle East and the stupidity of the President of the United States of America risking his career because he's told them they have to, all of that is totally insignificant to one thing that I haven't even talked about today because that wasn't necessarily in the briefing that I got. But Mr. Fromm told me years ago, he said, Lindsey, don't pay any attention to what's happening in North South Korea. He said, never mind the Middle East. He said, China is the big one. And, of course, you know what China's done lately. But when I got back to you, let me go back into these headlines because it leads into this subject. When I got back to the United States and saw the headlines that Brotherhood, legal party, legal in Egypt for the first time, they are giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single country, mark my words, this is a prediction based on what I've heard from them, they will be giving the Muslim Brotherhood every single country when it's taken over. Listen to this. U.S. pushes for immediate transition in Yemen. Why do they want it so quickly? I hope you read that article. They want it because they're ready to give Yemen to the Muslim Brotherhood just as quick as they can totally take it over. Nations pledge $1.3 billion for Libyan rebels. Why? Why in the world are we doing this when, if anything, Gaddafi was a friend before we went in to destroy him? And now, of course, he may as well leave before we assassinate him. Of course, this was another headline. NATO's Rasmussen urges planning for post-Gaddafi Libya. They already have it planned to do all of this. They know exactly what they're going to do. Okay, what is China doing because of all of this? The next headline I saw that startled me so much, China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Folks, China knows exactly what's going to happen. They already see the handwriting on the wall. And because of this, China...
Hold on, Lindsey. Let's briefly finish up with China. Then we'll go to some callers specifically for Lindsey Williams. Then we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up, basically on the same subject, looming world war. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
said, hey, you've already technically defaulted on the dollar on your T-bills. You've already devalued it. You're playing with fire. Now they're in the news. AP today. China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea. U.S. warships have gone in the Black Sea. U.S. ships are off the coast of Syria. EU and others are openly calling for war in Syria. Western-backed forces are coming in out of the Kurd areas, attacking the Syrian military. This is a multi-region war being fought through proxies. And then once the proxies start the war, the establishment says it's humanitarian. We must go in and back them up. This is really how the Soviets in the 1950s and 60s and 70s did it, is they would go in and back rebels to try to overthrow a government. The Soviets would normally already have the country right next to that, and then they would come in claiming they were saving the rebels in a humanitarian way. And to see the United States acting just like the old Soviet Union really makes me want to throw up. And then lying and saying it's humanitarian and that it's not a war and doing all the other things they're doing. I mean, it's just we've got to wake up from this nightmare. So your sources have said, look out, big collision with China. You've been saying that since last October. What did your sources say, Lindsay, anything on that?
China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. They already see the handwriting on the wall. They know that the American debt can never be paid off. Even the interest on the debt is not being paid anymore because nations aren't showing up to buy it. And because of that, they realize that the approximately $3 trillion that they hold, now that's not only T-bills, but the other issues of the Federal Reserve, they know that they're on the verge of losing all of that. They are beside themselves. And as a result, Mr. Fromm told me before he died, and I can see it so plainly now, the name of the game is control, and he said China is the big one. Oh, by the way, Alex, just in passing, if the elite ever get to you too much, and I know I have the problem sometimes, too, with being able to think straight because of things that they say and do and so on. There is a way. Mr. Kissinger lived to be over 90 years of age because he knows some things. Now, what's happening in the world today, folks, I don't know how to say it anymore except that everything that the elite have planned, they will keep their timeline, barring divine intervention. And they have said that the end of 2012 is their timeline for accomplishing certain things. And they have verified to me that they are on target. Because of the fact that gold prices or silver prices set back a little bit does not mean that they've failed. And it doesn't mean that they failed because they're going to keep prices of gasoline for $5 for a short time.
Well, they always drive silver and gold down a little bit, and then it retraces that and goes up even more. Anybody that wants to see it, just search the term 11-year gold graphic. We'll put one on screen. Now, I promised to go to some calls. Let's jam some callers in here. Tom in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to say thank you and your amazing crew, and I can actually vouch for Pastor Williams. I'd left a message on the Prophecy website, and he actually called me back. So, I mean, that tells you what type of man he is. He's a man of his
word. Lindsay Williams is a great guy. Now, Tom, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I just was curious. Is this standard operating procedure that they go into a country, build it up, double-cross the people? I mean, it seems like this is like a bad rerun of Saddam Hussein. You know, with all the
The globalists are totally cold-blooded. It's absolute calculations. They cheat each other as well. That's why they're in control, because they're totally ruthless and are incredibly good liars and were able to sell to the Western world in the last 100 years, letting them control the issuance of currency and credit. Lindsay Williams.
Yes, and they know everything they're doing. They plan it well in advance. And the end goal, of course, when the dust is settled, they bring everything to bankruptcy. They, in turn, get it free of charge. And over a period of years, I've tried my best to tell people this lately, over a period of years, they will bring it back out under their control, under the New World Order, back to the place where it was when the great America was the great nation it was.
And that's why they want the global system backed up with petrodollars, because no matter what currency you have, there's this new global SDR digital, and to buy oil, you'll have to buy it in the SDR and other derivatives they've created. And the IMF and World Bank put out public papers saying this, calling it global government. I mean, that's what's so frustrating, is it's all right there. It's just not on the nightly news.
Yeah, they are going to issue a new world currency. It will be backed by gold and silver. They must take the price of gold $3,000 an ounce before they bring in the new currency. Silver must be $75 to $100 an ounce. Every bit of it they have a timetable for. They're not accomplishing things quite as quick as they wanted to in the Middle East. Now, of course, they're using American dollars to finish off the job. Saudi Arabia will be last. Folks, every bit of it is right there.
By the way, Libya's not going well for them. So just like our awakening's hurting them, they're not invincible, though. I mean, the Italians are now moving to pull out of the NATO operation. The Germans already pulled out. I guess it'll just be the U.S., I guess, going in then.
Well, if the American people will wake up and stop this this puppet president we've got up there, they could stop him flat on the right now if they'd only get Congress to not be paid off any longer. There's no telling what it cost them to pass this bill that just went through Congress the other day. Folks, wake up. For goodness sakes, listen to everything you've been hearing Alex Jones say. He's not out there just saying something for the fun of it. What you hear on Alex Jones' program every day is exactly what the elite are telling me these days.
Well, I mean, all that is common sense and history and research. You have sources, we have sources. This is what's happening, and that's what's so frustrating is this isn't about entertainment. It's not about being a big radio host. It's not about Lindsey Williams being a best-selling author. We're trying to warn people because we have no future if this doesn't get turned around, and that's what's so painful about this. It's what's so frustrating is geopolitically, the bankers control almost every nation on Earth. They're overthrowing the last few they don't. By destabilizing and curtailing oil supplies, the bankers will have the global currency and they'll have the control of the major oil supplies, and the whole world will be held hostage by them. And now they're going to start their carbon taxing that the big oil companies are promoting. You know, I always get emails, you work for oil companies, you're saying global warming isn't real. Of the top five oil companies, they're the ones, along with Ken Lay, that develop the stinking plan with Al Gore. Rick Perry was the chief of staff for Al Gore. They're all on the same team. I'm sick of it.
Alex, let me put it this way, if I may, and it'll help your listeners out there. I, Lindsey Williams, I never lose any sleep at night or worry about any of the things that are happening in the world. Nothing ever surprises me because the elite have told me everything that they're going to do. I have prepared in advance, and folks, you can do the same thing. I will gladly tell you whenever people give me a briefing, as I've just had, on the Alex Jones Show, I'll gladly tell you what they just told me. And if you will do what the elite have done, and you know what they're going to do, you have nothing to be worried about because you can take precautionary measures in accordance with what you know they're going to do. Don't lose sleep over all of this.
Well, here's the problem, though. If people, I'm going to hold you for one more segment, Lindsey. We've got a guest coming up. I want to go to Paul in Australia, then we'll go to Ja, Rand, Julio, Richard. Paul in Australia, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call. It's a great honor to be on the Alex Jones Radio Show, Infowars.com.
Please, you don't have to be honored. We're honored to have you, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Lindsey Williams. How you going, mate?
Thank you for calling from Australia.
Thank you. Yes, I find it ironic because you used to work on the oil rigs, didn't you, Lindsey?
Yes, I was at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years.
Wow, because wouldn't it be true that the new oil in the future will be water? That'll be the new oil commodity in the future, wouldn't you agree with that?
Water. The globalists are buying up water worldwide. They call it blue gold to try to corner it and then create artificial scarcity. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, that oil will be the new water will be the new oil of the future. Yes, Alex.
No, water will not be the oil of the future. According to the elite themselves, they're going to be able to accomplish everything they want to do in bringing in that new world order by the petrodollar and by the control of oil And it'll be a long, long, long time down the line before anything changes from the usual.
Well, here's what I want to say about this. Regardless of whether you like the petrochemical society, civilization, or hate it, I'm not debating that with people. We know they've suppressed a lot of alternative energies. But they talk about, through the carbon taxes, how they're trying to shift our society. They're not. What they're doing is they are holding us hostage through the oil system and then shutting it off at the same time to basically totally bankrupt us into their hands. The ultra-rich wage war against independent wealth. Correct, Lindsay?
Yes. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. They have this planned years and years in advance.
Anything else from Australia?
They have nothing to worry about. Yes. The rich
what?
Never fear what's happening.
Yes, one last quick one, Alex and Lindsay, is that quite simply that this New World Order is that I believe it will be the Catholic Church, I do, that it will be religion put in with the, what's a theocracy? A theocracy, because it's going to come through the religious system of this New World Order.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call.
It's a group of elitist people, and I don't think we can connect them with any particular religious group or society, except that it changes from generation to generation. Kissinger was one of them. Daddy Bush was one of them. I mean, you go right down the line with who announced the New World Order.
Yeah, well, they got key people in every major group, and then it's a globalist philosophy. Stay there, Lindsay. We're going to come back and talk to Ja, Rand, and Julio Richard. Stay with us, and we got Dr. Roberts coming up. By the way, Lindsay Williams' books are now available on Amazon. They're now digital. That's good news. The Energy Non-Crisis and Gull Island will blow your mind. You can also call and ask about the different DVD and audio CD packages where he really lays all this out at 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com to check that out. I'll give you those one more time before he leaves us. Let's quickly go to Ja in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I just joined PrisonPlanet.tv recently after watching some of your old videos on the web and said, well, you know, I need to pay my part a little bit. And then
thanks for the support. Couldn't do it without you. Do you have a question for Lindsay Williams?
Yes. I originally was going to talk about the police state or hidden science, but this is interesting about government default here. Because in the past, I thought that, you know, that could really help our country, you know, and screw the global bankers if we said, you know, we're not going to use 20% of our government spending for these debt holders.
This is the bankers screwing all the governments and private people that invested their pension funds with them. And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to clarify, because it would save like the 20% of government spending, but it would screw citizen bondholders and would it help us get rid of the Federal Reserve?
It's to the advantage of the elite to bring about a default on the American debt. They have to do it in order to bring in that new world order and also to bring in that new world currency. In the meantime, it's going to hurt masses of people through their pension funds, through all of the stock market, everything else imaginable. But the main issue is to bring in the new world order. They have to do this. And, of course, it's going to devastate the United States of America because other countries are going to hate us with a passion. You remember the agreement that was made with Kissinger way back in the days of the Carter administration and others when he went abroad and said, we'll buy your oil, we will not produce American oil if you will buy our T-bills and securities. Well, they've been doing this for all of these years because they thought the American dollar was the reserve currency of the world. Now they are realizing that we're just fixing to do them in and cause them to take a loss of everything they've got. But it's all a part of the New World Order in order to bring in that system.
Ja, I appreciate your call. It's people need to understand the globalists are so wealthy, they own the institutions, they own the issuance of the money, and they are engaged in economic and military warfare against everyone. It is a philosophy of a bunch of social Darwinist, anti-liberty elitists who are a bunch of psychopaths, and they're waging scientific war against humanity, and they're playing different blocks of humanity and nations off against each other. And they've studied how humans operate, and they're in control because of their incredible organizational skills and because the average person judges the world by how they are and can't believe that there are evil people out there. Let's talk to Rand in New York. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Alex, you rock. Lindsey, you're big on predictions. I got a couple I wanted to see what you thought of. Number one, if the TSA manages to make enough people mad in Texas, they do finally pass some legislation where they tell them they can't grope us in the airports.
Feds will blow up an airplane. There's no doubt.
Right, I'm betting that Chertoff and his minions will come on. They'll have some kind of false flag underwear bomber deal, and that's immediately what will happen. They'll scare the hell out of Texans, and it'll be right back to where it was. Number two, this turkey shoot going on in Libya. My personal feeling about this is it's less to do about oil than it is to show the world what the future of war looks like. This is going to be conducted from the air. It's going to be our drones, unmanned drones going in, mopping the situation up until they whip the opposition down, and then we'll go set some tin-pot dictator up that'll do what we want them to do. While the border of Mexico is wide open, and, you know, how much is it going to take for Hajis to come across wrapped in a bale of marijuana, come up here and start torching places that are suffering from droughts? That's what we need to be watching out for.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Lindsey, this is the future of war. Unmanned helicopters and drones running around slaughtering people with Obama wearing a peace prize around his neck. I mean, it really is a sick joke.
But we're doing it. We're doing it for the elite. They want us to do this. They're using the American taxpayer's dollar and using the American taxpayer as a scapegoat in order to close down the Middle East. Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Jordan, Syria, Oman, Last Saudi Arabia. I hope I'll say this three times. Last Saudi Arabia. When you see it hit, the elite have accomplished what they want, and they're allowing the American taxpayer to pay for it. This gripes me to no end. People should be raising up in arms.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the latest information. Folks can find your materials at prophecyclub.com. Lindsey Williams, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts via video Skype joining us to also look at the looming New World War that's being engineered, and we'll also take a few more of your phone calls. Bev Curtis, Richard, and others.